AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 7 of the search for the escaped killers who busted out of prison in upstate New York. Christy Cranford and her two young children live in Dannemora. Is she worried?
I feel it's safe. There's enough law enforcement around, and we live directly across the street from the trooper barracks, so there's definitely been a large amount of them just across the road from us.
The search for the two escapees who cut their way out of the prison using power tools is focusing on an area just a couple of miles from the prison, after authorities reportedly were told that the prison worker who had agreed to be the getaway driver never showed up. Authorities aren't revealing exactly why they arrested a Rhode Island man last night, except to say that it has something to do with a terror investigation in Boston. The AP's Sandy Kozel with what we know about Nicholas Rovinsky.
Nicholas Rovinsky of Warwick, Rhode Island, was taken into custody last night without incident, according to the FBI in Boston. Federal officials searched Rovinsky's house at least 2 days last week, but they wouldn't discuss details of the search.
His arrest is linked to the same investigation that led terror investigators to Usama Rahim, who was shot dead when he threatened police, they say. Rovinsky will appear in federal court today. A union for government workers says hackers got much information about federal workers recently, much more than the government is revealing. Hackers stole personnel data and Social Security numbers for every federal employee, they say, every federal government retiree, and up to 1 million former federal workers. Some lawmakers suspect China is behind this. Game 4 of the NBA Finals was the first blowout of the series, with Golden State pulling away for a 103-82 win over the Cavaliers. This is AP Radio News. A lot of people are watching the House today as it votes on a trade bill. The big headline here, the president's own party appears ready to vote against him on this trade bill. And our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill, where he says yesterday a fast-track trade bill barely cleared a procedural vote in the House.
The vote lasted 36 minutes, and in the end, a handful of late yes votes from Democrats allowed the president's trade agenda to advance.
The yeas are 217, the nays are 212.
It sets the stage for what are expected to be a pair of very close votes, first on a program designed to help workers who've been displaced by trade agreements, and then on the fast-track trade authority the president wants. Most Democrats oppose fast-track, believing it'll cost jobs. AFL-CIO Chief Richard Trumka is urging them to vote against the assistance provision, saying it's the best way to kill the fast-track authority. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.